Hey everybody, welcome back to the Alignment Academy with Rima. And today we're going to be talking about living your best, most juicy, soft life while working a 9-to-5 or working in corporate America or working some type of job, because I absolutely do believe that you can do both. And if you are interested in this type of content, you know, content that really just up-levels women, women's empowerment, really helping women live their most easeful, juicy, best, most joyful lives, then definitely like and subscribe to this channel, because that is what we are all about here at the Alignment Academy. But let's go straight into it. I jotted down some notes right here if you see me looking down. And the first thing I wrote is, this might be unpopular opinion, but the first thing I wrote down, if you want to live your most soft life while working 9-to-5, corporate, whatever, do less. Like, absolutely do less. So let me give some context for this one. So in my culture growing up, I used to hear, and my parents didn't necessarily say it that much, but maybe like grandparents, friends, like whoever, I still heard it a lot. It was ingrained in me at a child. So they would say that as a Black person, you have to work twice as hard just to be on the same playing field. And I really do hope that today this saying is dead. Like, I hope that it is outdated. I hope that young folks, you know, children don't hear that anymore. I'm not really sure, but I hope it's not a thing anymore. But that's crazy. Like, you have to work twice as hard to be on the same playing field. And I fully understand that this probably helped a lot of people at a certain point, at a certain time frame. However, I do believe, especially for women, that this is absolutely outdated. Like, let's be done with this working twice as hard just to be on a quote unquote equal playing field. Like, it's BS. Let's drop it. So the reason why I say that for context is what I noticed when I was working in corporate America, that my, you know, maybe 20%, maybe 25% was everyone else's, like 100%, which is really crazy. This is like, you know how it's like girl math and all that stuff? This is like corporate math. The math doesn't make sense. That means that if I was giving my 100% to a company, it was like someone else's 300%. Like, the math absolutely did not make sense. So this is kind of just leaning into how a lot of people, especially women, especially people of color, are taught to overgive, especially in the workforce, because maybe you're trying to prove yourself, maybe it's just ingrained in you that you have to work so hard and drain yourself and etc. to do it. But let me tell you, for me personally, and a lot of my friends, a lot of people I know, when I started leaning back, when I started doing less work, that's when I started getting promotions every few months. That's when I started doubling my salary. Like, it was crazy. It wasn't like, okay, I did less and then everyone was like, oh, she's a terrible, you know, employee. She doesn't do her work. She's not good. It was like, no, I did less, which meant I had more time and space and energy to kind of like reclaim myself and reclaim my being, so that I could show up in these workspaces a bit more vibrant, a bit more, you know, feeling like myself. And then I was, you know, having better relationships, being more creative, doing better work, and then I was getting promoted faster. So I hope that this is sticking with someone, because when I say do less, I'm not saying show up and be like a shitty employee. Actually, no one should even notice that this is your strategy and this is your tactic. No one should be like, they're doing less, they're choosing themselves, they're having better boundaries, etc. The only person that should be able to notice should be you. It may be your like inner circle, but people in the workspace literally should not even be able to tell that this is something that you're working on. So absolutely think about how you can do less. I feel like in a lot of work cultures, there's a lot of like busy BS is the best way for me to explain it. Like, there's a lot of like fake urgency or like busy tasks or just like things that don't even really need to be done. So how can you pull back from those kind of tasks that are just there, but like they're kind of pointless? Or how can you work smarter, not harder? You know, really sit down and maybe journal on this. Like, how can I do less and still have, you know, the same final product, if not even, you know, a better final product? But just where can I pull back? And I really, 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 really suggest that women pull back, because we're overgiving so much and then we're burnt out. And then, you know, by the time a lot of people get home, they don't even have any energy for themselves. If they're dating, they're showing up on dates burnt out, looking like they need to take a nap. You know, if they're married, they're showing up to their husband just like a hot mess. So really pull back in every way that you absolutely can. And just know that for a lot of people, especially if you're high achieving, if you're an overachiever, you know, if you kind of had that imprint on you as a child, the same one that I had, your 20% is probably someone else's 100%. I absolutely promise that, because that was my case, like, absolutely. But yes, I pulled back, and then the less I did, the more money I made. So pull back, don't do as much, reclaim your time. Whatever you're doing, do like 20% of it and still have the same outcome. You know, it's interesting because some people, it takes them 10 hours to do a task, and then you can have someone else and it takes them 2 hours or 1 hour to do the exact same task. And matter of fact, their 2 hours might even be better than the person who worked on it for 10 hours. So instead of being the 10 hour person, be the 2 hour, 1 hour person. Please, like, work smart, do less. All right. So for number two, this kind of intertwines with number one. I put set boundaries with yourself. So same thing, pull out your journal, set boundaries with yourself, write down my boundary with myself and not anyone else. And I have a boundaries masterclass that goes so much deeper into this. I absolutely love that course. It's all about setting boundaries with yourself first so that no one else could break it. You know, I really think that this is one of the most powerful ways to set boundaries, because it's all about, you know, your inner power and doing the inner work and working with just you versus, you know, kind of like involving other people who may make who may break or like not break your boundaries. You know, it's really just giving yourself all of the power when it comes to boundaries. So if you're interested in that, the link will definitely be below, but definitely check out that course if you want to up level your boundaries in every part of your life tenfold. But yeah, so back to it. So set boundaries with yourself. So literally write down in your journal, my boundary with myself is that I work out before work every day, or maybe I work out after work every day, that while at work I eat really healthy. While I'm there, I do not participate in workplace drama. And of course, these are examples, like, just tailor it towards for you, but I'm just saying examples so you can understand how you're setting the boundary with yourself. So at work, you don't participate in workplace drama. At work, you leave at 5 p.m. on the dot every day. You're not available for staying late, or maybe you're only available to stay late like once in a blue moon. You're not available for workplace pettiness. Like, just think of, you know, everything that you want to set a boundary with, and then you absolutely cannot engage with any of that. And the only person that can break it is you. So if you, you know, start gossiping, if, you know, people are at the little water cooler or whatever and they're gossiping, and then you like get in it, then you're breaking your own boundary. You can't place blame on anybody else. You have to take full responsibility, full accountability, because that is you willingly, with your free will, participating in the stuff that's draining your energy within the workplace. And that's, you know, that energy could be going into you living your best self life. So set boundaries with yourself. And then for the third one, I put work remote. So when I was working in corporate America and then COVID happened and then they sent everyone home, the first like 3 days I was home, I decided that I could never again step foot into an office, and then I never again step foot into an office, because it's just such a huge difference working remotely. And I do understand that this is not for everyone. Everyone doesn't have the personality. You know, some people are super extroverts and they need to be around people all the time. But if you feel like this could help you, you know, and you don't have to worry about commute, you don't have to worry about traffic, you don't have to worry about weird energies at work. I don't like a lot of the energies a lot of the times in some offices, in many offices. So if working remotely could be super beneficial to you living your best self life, and then you can work from home, or you can work from the coffee shop, or you can work from Bermuda or Hawaii, or go visit your parents for 2 weeks and work from your parents' house, or you could work from wherever. And if you just love freedom, like I absolutely love freedom, personal freedom has been just like one of my intentions since maybe high school. I was like, I absolutely need to feel free in all parts of my life. But this freedom of location plays a huge role in that, because you don't have to be anywhere. You could be wherever. You got Wi-Fi, and honestly with these iPhones you got hotspots, so you don't even really always need Wi-Fi. But I'm just such a huge advocate of remote roles. So there's a lot out there, you know, if you go into like the negative side of, you know, everyone just talking about how hard it is all of the time, it might be harder for you to get a remote role. But if you are like a healthy delusional when it comes to this, and you're just like, listen, there's remote roles out there, I'm gonna get one, I guarantee you, like you will get one. So just really, you know, be super intentional about how you go about it. Stay really positive. Don't go down the wormholes of there's no more remote jobs or everyone's going back to the office, because all of those companies that I was at the past few years, like they're still remote. So know that they're out there, know that they're looking, know that these positions are still available, and that is an option to you. So yeah, go remote. I mean, why not? I would 10 out of 10 recommend it. You know, go to the cute rooftops, go to the best hotel lobbies in your city. Like, you can have a good time being remote, and you don't have to deal, if you don't like workplace politics and like the banter and the BS and the you got to talk to people and stuff, I would 10 out of 10 recommend it. It really served me very, very well. And I had so much time to pour into myself, into my inner work, into my healing journey, into myself, spending more time with family, you know, ever since I decided I would never go back into an office. So that was an amazing part of my career journey. And then for the last one, I put date with intention. Date with intention. So there's a lot of people out there like me, and it's so interesting. I remember my dad told me this in high school or maybe college, and he was like, you're not meant to work like a average 9-to-5. You're not meant to have like a normal 9-to-5 life and then retire. He was like, it's not meant for you. You're not gonna like it. It's not your vibe. And then after college, I got my dream job in my dream industry, in the music industry. And I was like, first day, I was like, this is not gonna work long term. So I'm so glad that I am not in that space anymore. But yeah, like some people just working like at 9-to-5s, working corporate America, working in those environments is really soul sucking. And when I say soul sucking, for me, it was soul sucking. Like, this might sound dramatic, but it was just like so gross. I mean, I could not even imagine just staying with that lifestyle for the rest of my life. It would literally be like a waste of a lifetime. It would be such a waste of my entire life, spending that much time in those spaces. It's just absolutely not. So of course, that's the mainstream in Western society, but I'm not here for it, which means, you know, we got to do things different ways. And there's so many different options. That is not the only way. There are people out here who are stay-at-home moms and have work optional lifestyle. There are women out here who are creating their own businesses and work for themselves. So there's just so many options out there. And I put date with intention because if you really value that freedom, there's a train. If you really value that freedom, I think that you need to date people who match your values so that you can also have a work optional lifestyle. You have to date men who really also want to provide for their women in that way and make sure that they're always feeling good and that they're always set and that they are, you know, walking into a happy household where their woman just feels so luscious and so beautiful and so well taken care of, and that this woman, you know, doesn't have to go to work if she doesn't want to. Because if you are very crystal clear and you're like, that is absolutely what I desire, and you're dating people who don't agree with that, I mean, you can't change a person. No one should even try to change a person. You know, really respect and honor that people are who they are, and that's okay, and you are who you are. But, you know, if you just get clear, then maybe you can find your match. So dating intentionally is really, really important for this, because so you can just set yourself up for success and really have someone who supports your values. I cannot believe I forgot to put this in there because I am so excited about this. But in just a few days, I am launching my Soft Life Meets Success group coaching course. I am so excited about this. The most potent, powerful healing does happen in community. I truly do believe that. So I'm so excited to do my first group one. But this is for all the successful, ambitious women, the high-achieving women who absolutely love their success. They love the fact that, you know, you can create so many things, that you are a high-achieving woman, that you do have the accolades, but you did it in a way where it was at the expense of your own inner peace, your own, you know, you're burnt out, you're unfulfilled, you know, you really did it at the expense of your well-being. And I don't think that life needs to be like that. I think you can absolutely have a soft life and embody the soft life and open yourself up to receive more and open yourself up for more support. And you can still also have a successful life. You just really have to redefine what does success mean to you and not go by, you know, society standards of success. So I'm super excited about this course. If you are interested, I'll drop the link below. And if you are watching this at a later date, it will be available for replay. So definitely still check out the link and purchase the course if this calls out to you and you feel like this will absolutely change your life. As women, we must remember that the most important thing we can ever invest in is ourselves. And when we invest in ourselves, it compounds on a next level more than anything like you would ever imagine. So invest in your well-being, invest in your health, invest in your beauty, invest in your inner work, absolutely always. And yeah, we'll get back into it. So those are the tips for today. So I really hope that this reaches whoever needs it. My books are open if you do want to work together one-on-one. So my clients are high-achieving women. They're women who have all of the accolades, but then they're also, you know, stressed, unfulfilled, burnt out, and overworked. So I really help guide them back into alignment. So I'll link my email down below if you're interested. I really hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful, amazing day. See you. Bye.